A warm front continues to move from southwest to northeast across the region. Following the frontal passage, it will be a warm and very humid night across our region, and we are going to be targeting high temperatures tomorrow that will be close to the 90-degree mark. In the short term, though, it's been a bit of a slow start to the warm-up. We had a cluster of showers and storms that rolled across the region during the first half of the day. The heavy rain has moved away and pushed off to the east. The cloud cover, though, has lingered through much of the afternoon, and with the clouds in place, temperatures have been a little bit slow to move upwards. However, we are starting to see the clouds break, and as the sunshine comes through, temperatures are beginning to warm up across the region. And to put it in perspective, down the road to the west in Rochester, the temperature today has been close to 90 degrees through this afternoon. So that's the air mass that's just beginning now to push into the region. And that's basically where we're going to be during the day tomorrow. Between now and then, it's going to be a warm and fairly humid night. We have dew point temperatures that are up into the middle and upper 60s this afternoon, so it's going to be a bit uncomfortable for sleeping. It'll be a partly cloudy night. We might see a passing shower or storm, especially through the late day and evening hours. Otherwise, we'll see some areas of fog as temperatures settle back into the middle and upper 60s. During the day tomorrow, it's going to feel very much like July or August around here, as temperatures soar close to 90 across the region. Dew point temperatures will be up around 70, so it's going to feel a few degrees warmer. And with all of that heat and humidity in place, there is the chance for some scattered showers and storms to fire. And some of those showers and storms could be on the strong or severe side as we go through the day tomorrow. On Thursday, a cold front will come in from the west, and that will bring us our best chance for rain as the front moves by on Thursday. And following that frontal passage, it will turn much cooler and much less humid to wrap up the week on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid, with areas of fog, low 65 to 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Partly cloudy, warm and humid tonight, with areas of fog, low 65 to 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid with patchy fog, low 65 to 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, high around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid, with areas of fog, low 65 to 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, hot and humid, high around 90. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, continued humid, with highs in the 70s and 80s. And on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of scattered showers, much cooler and less humid, with highs in the 60s, some 50s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.